Economic development is Norm Coleman's issue. On the campaign trail, he constantly points to what he considers the economic renaissance he's brought to St. Paul.
Ecolab is expanding downtown. Wasson Software bringing in 1,000 jobs downtown. St. Paul Companies is talking about another major expansion downtown. There is a sense of what happens is that when you have that sense of confidence and hope, you get investment.
Democrats, on the other hand, are hoping to use that same economic development record to defeat Norm Coleman. Taking their cue from last year's public outcry against state funding for a twin stadium, they're focusing on Coleman's hockey arena project in St. Paul, which depends in part on state and city funding. The DFLers are trying to paint Coleman as a friend of overpaid professional athletes. But Norm Coleman says he's proud of what he's done.
The return of the NHL, that was about hope. It's about hockey. It's about a new arena that's going to generate 1.4 million more people to a core downtown. And by the way, without any St. Paul property tax dollars, and the investment from the state is an interest-free loan, we're getting a business that's coming in that will generate between $3 and $8 million a year in new taxes. But it's not just about that. It's about hope.
Last year, the Minnesota Twins pressured the state legislature for a subsidized ballpark, saying the team couldn't stay here without one. In the face of intense public hostility to the idea, the Minnesota House voted down what was billed at the time as a last-chance stadium financing plan. Now, almost a year later, team owner Carl Pohlad has agreed to keep the Twins here for at least another 2 years, even without the new stadium. But most politicians expect he'll be back at the state capitol after the election, hat in hand. The reception Pohlad gets will depend in large part on who's governor. Norm Coleman says if he's in the governor's office, he'll treat the Twins like any other business.
You know, to put in a special category because it's sports, look at the community asset, and then figure out if there's a way to keep it here that's fiscally prudent.
Coleman says his political foes are distorting his record on economic development in general and exaggerating his attitude towards sports teams in particular. He says he picks economic development projects that most people can support. And he says his attitude toward economics in general reflects the will of the majority of taxpayers.
I fought Acorn when they had a so-called jobs ordinance that would have destroyed small business in the city. 60% of the people voted, supported my position. I haven't lost a major policy initiative before my city council. They're almost all Democrats because my style of leadership has been bringing people together.
If Norm Coleman is elected and if the Twin Stadium comes up again, he says he'll be careful not to repeat the mistakes of the last stadium campaign. Last year, the Pohlads and Governor Carlson lost a lot of public support for the stadium by appearing heavy-handed, a situation only made worse by Pohlad's threat to move the team. Next time around, if there is a next time, Coleman promises not to, in his words, ram a plan down people's throats. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.